Shalom to all, and today we're starting a brand new Masechta, Maseches Erevin and Talmud Yerushalmi. And just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be able to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. Now, Perek Bamem Adlikin, which many say Friday night in between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, the Mishnah states that there are three things one must ensure are taken care of before Shabbos. And one of them is a question: Eravtem, did you make an Eruv? And Rashi explains that this refers to Erev Tchumen and Chatzeros. And as we're going to learn, Erev Chatzeros allows one to carry in between their house and the courtyard and to other homes as well. And the Iltis writes that this is a tikkun for the home, because if one can't bring things in and out, then there's less peace, there's less shalom in the home. When we could carry in and out and the home is open to go in and out, then there's much more shalom. And we know this is not just with Shabbos. When a home is open and welcoming, that brings peace and achdos. And this brings us to Mars Miriam Sara Basar Yaakov Moshe, in whose honor this Masechta and all of Yerushalmi has been dedicated, and she exemplified this midah. Her home was open to all, a warm and welcoming place where everyone, no matter the type or background, felt comfortable and at ease, was served a fresh meal with care, and provided a listening ear. And this is a mark of a Truyeshes Chayil, bringing peace and harmony to the home, and it carried on to future generations as well, with her children and grandchildren continuing her legacy. And b'schus we're learning Maseches Erevin, our neshama should have a constant aliyah ad bias gal tzedek b'mheirav yomenu. And before we begin the first Mishnah, let us have a little bit of an introduction. We know from Maseches Shabbos that there are four main domains, or Rishuyos, Rishus Harabim, Rishus HaYachid, Karmelis, and Mekayim Patur. And the two main ones are Rishus Harabim, Rishus HaYachid. That's what we're going to be discussing. We know that it's Asr Midai Raisa to carry within Rosh Hashanah and to and from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and the main focus for now is Rosh Hashanah. Strictly speaking, carrying Rosh Hashanah is permitted, Midai Raisa, no problems. However, the Chum made certain restrictions for carrying even within a regular Rosh Hashanah. And before we talk about what those restrictions are, we have to draw a picture of the layout of the houses and streets, which is extremely vital to a very large part of this Masechta. So we have a number of houses that are situated together. All those houses share the same chatzer or courtyard. The number of chatzeres would open into a mavoi, which is an alleyway, and this mavoi would then open into Rosh Hasharabim. Saying the same thing another way, just working backwards, one would turn off of the Rosh Hasharabim into their mavoi, then turn into his respective chatzer, and then go into his house. Now, very often, a mavoi was a dead end. That's called a mavoi sasum, with only one side open to the Rosh Hasharabim. Therefore, midai raisa, it's permitted to carry in this entire area of houses, chatzeres, and mavoi, because they're all one Rosh Hasharabim. However, as we mentioned, there are restrictions, and here we're going to name a few of them, such as Erevei Chatzeros and Shitufei Muvais, were added by the Chachamim, and we're going to explain these particular ones as we encounter them. But one of the restrictions is the topic of the first Mishnah, and that's the issue of the Mavoi itself, where it opens into the Rosh Hasharabim. Remember, we had just said that the Mavoi is a Rosh Hasharabim. However, the Chachamim were afraid that since it opens directly into the Rosh Hasharabim, people are going to think that it's part of it, and then they're going to carry from the Mavoi to the Rosh Hasharabim and vice versa, being over on the Isser Dairaisa of Haitzah. And therefore, a small adjustment or tikkun needs to be made to this Mavoi. And that's called Hechsher Mavoi. Now, this could be done in one of three ways. Either by placing a kaira, which is a cross beam, across the top of the entrance of the Mavoi, or number two, by placing a lechi, a side post, to the side of the Mavoi by the entrance, or number three is making it a Tzuras HaPesach. And this is actually the most commonly used one in our communities. When we build an Eruv, we make it Tzuras HaPesach, and it consists of two side posts and a cross beam. In Gemara terminology, this is called Kana Mikan, V'Kana Mikan, V'Kana Al Gabehen, a Kana here, a Kana there, and one on top. And again, it's called a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, the reason why we have to do this is a machloikes, we're going to see in the Gemara. It's either because we just need a heker, we simply need a reminder that this is where the Mavi goes until, and then past here is the Rosh Hasharabim. Whereas the other reason given is that it actually creates a real halachic wall. We have to have a proper mechitza over here, and that effectively closes off the Mavi on all four sides, and it's not considered open on one side anymore. And with that being said, let's begin the Mishnah. Mavi shu gavoy masrim ama, you might, if the height of the Mavoi, which means the cross beam that's across the top of the entrance, if that's higher than 20 amas, it has to be minimized. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means, minimized. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, and it doesn't have to be minimized, no problem. Leave the kaira, leave that cross beam where it is, even though it's above 20 amas. Another din, v'harach of me'asar amas, you might. If the entrance is wider than 10 amas, it has to be narrowed. That's considered too wide of an entrance, therefore it has to be minimized some way or another. However, im yesh le'tzuras ha'pesach, if there's a tzuras ha'pesach, as we had explained, that's kana here, kana there, v'kana al gabehen, afal pishu rach of me'asar amos, even though the entrance way into the mavoi is wider than 10 amos, ein etzarech lamayit, it doesn't have to be minimized, and this nekud is very important. Let's say we have a mechitza, we have a wall of sorts. Even if it has a break in it, also known as a pirza, that's not a problem, because it's normal for there to be gaps in fences and walls. However, if the break is wider than 10 amos, then it nullifies that enclosure, and it has to be fixed in order to consider that entire area a Rosh Hasharabim, and that's what we just learned over here, that if the entrance way to the mavoi is wider than 10 amos, that's too wide to be considered a normal formal entranceway, and therefore some sort of tikkun has to be done to it. However, if there's a Tzuras HaPesach there, the Tzuras HaPesach makes it clear that this is not a break or a breach in the wall. This is actually considered the main entranceway into here, and therefore could be wider than 10 amos. Talking about quotes beginning in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yisrael Amar Stam, Rabbi Yisrael says the following Stam, he didn't quote anyone. Basically, he's saying this is his own Shita, and Rav Acha says B'Shem Rav, Rabban and Yalfin Lomi Pischa Shal Heichal, the Rabban of our Mishnah, they learned from the entranceway to the Heichal. We know the entranceway to the Heichal was 20 amos tall, and therefore the Kaira's maximum allowed to be 20 amos tall, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Yalfin Pesach Ulam, Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the Pesach of the Ulam we know was 40 amos tall, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah says that the Kaira going into our Mavoi is allowed to be even higher than 20 amos. Ask the Gemara, Emi Pesach Ulam, Dayar by Mama. If he's learned from the Pesach Ulam, then it should be maximum allowed to be 40 amos high. Ditin Taman, we learned over there in Mishnah, Pesach Ulam, Gvayar by Mama, Varecha Vasser Mama. The entrance of the Ulam of the Bissa Mikdash, the height was 40 amos and the width was 20. And that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita our Mishnah, because Tan Rabbi Chiya teaches in Braisa, Afilo Arbaim Chamisha Mama, that the height of the Kaira, the entrance area of the Mavoi, is allowed to be even 40 or 50 amos high. And Tani Bar Kapari teaches Afilo Mea Amos, is even allowed to be 100 amos high. So it can't be that's where Rabbi Yehuda is learning his Shita. It should be capped at maximum 40, and we see that he holds even more than 40. And therefore, Amar Ravin says, actually, they learn what the height of the Kaira is allowed to be from a totally different source. Rabbi Yehuda Kedaita, Rabban Kedaitain, Rabbi Yehuda's Lashita Sai, and the Rabban are Lashita Sam. Titanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there. This is mentioned later on in the Masechta a number of times. We had also mentioned it briefly at the end of Masechta Shabbos. B'chein Gesharim HaMefulashin, Metalton Tachtein, B'Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a bridge that's open on two ends, which is basically referring to an underpass, you have a bridge and you could go underneath it and it's open on both sides, one's allowed to carry underneath that entire length of that bridge. Whereas Racham Oysen Racham Aser, what's the reason for this Machloikes? So Echemad Tamer Taman, just like we say over there in the bridge case, Aleph Amud Beis on top, At Royas HaMaltira Kilu Yeredis HaSemes, that you view the Maltira, which is basically the thickness of the top of the bridge, we view it as if it's going down. Of Hachasot over here, regarding the Hechshar of the Mavoi, this Kaira, At Royas HaTikra Kilu Yeredis HaSemes, we view it as if it goes down and closes off. This is a concept called Pi Tikra Yared V'Saisem, that we take the Pi Tikra, the mouth, or the width of the ceiling of the roof, and we extend it all the way downwards as if it's closing off the entire gap. And that's what we view the sheet by the bridge, that we view the thickness of the floor or of the roof of the bridge as if it's going all the way down to the floor, and therefore somebody underneath the bridge is as if they're surrounded by mechitzas, and therefore the underside of the bridge is considered shas yachid according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why in our Mishnah as well. Even if the kaira, the crossbeam, is higher than 20 amos, we say pitek or yard v'saisim, the thickness of that kaira, which by the way, the standard thickness is one tefach, it goes all the way down and it seals off the mavoi, and that means that according to this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason a mavoi needs a kaira is to create a mechitza, a real halachic partition, and therefore, even if it's higher than 20 amos, says Rabbi Yehuda, we have a real mechitza. It doesn't make a difference how tall it is, it could be 100 amos. We say pitek or yard v'saisim, it goes all the way down to the floor, no matter what height the kaira is at. Now the Chum argue and they say, no, the whole purpose of a kaira by the entrance of a mavoi is for a heker. We have to have a recognition for people going in and out that they know this is where the mavoi ends or the shusram begins. And therefore, we can't have anything above 20 amos, because as we're going to soon see, very much like the dinim of a sukkah, in which the pasuk says, l'man yedu darisechem, that you have to know that you're in a sukkah, and the eye doesn't travel higher than 20 amos. And we know according to Rabbanan, your sukkah is not allowed to be higher than 20 amos. So too, your kaira can't be higher than 20 amos either. Now it's important to clarify that Rabbanan do generally hold of pitikra. It's not like they argue with this concept. It's just that in the bridge case, there aren't proper mechitzas at all, so we don't say pitikra. And even here in the mavoi, where there are three mechitzas, as we had said, the mavoi is surrounded on three sides by mechitzas, since the kaira itself is only a tefach wide, which we had said is a standard size, we don't say pitikra on something so narrow according to the chachamim. So that's why, once again, the chachamim are holding the purpose of the kaira of the mavoi is just as a heker, and if it's higher than 20 amos, that's too tall and there's no heker. So that's what has to be minimized. And now continuing with this discussion, the Gemara says, he dati de Rabbi Yehuda besukkah, he dati b'mavoi, Rabbi Yehuda's shita by sukkah is the same shita by mavoi, and he dati de Rabbanan besukkah, he dati b'mavoi, the Rabbanan's shita of sukkah is the same shita of mavoi, just like Rabbi Yehuda allows a sukkah which is higher than 20 amos, so too he allows a kaira that's higher than 20 amos, and the Rabbanan do not allow a sukkah higher than 20 amos, and they do not allow a kaira of a mavoi higher than 20 amos. Now the Gemara just tells us, v'loy damya, it's not a 100% comparison. Don't think that just because we compared sukkah and mavoi, everything's going to be compared. Yesh dvarim k'sherim b'sukkah p'sulim mavoi, k'sherim mavoi p'sulim sukkah. There are certain things that are kosher by sukkah but possible by mavoi, and certain things that are kosher by mavoi and possible by sukkah. And we're actually going to have six different things. Number one is dekronin k'sherim b'sukkah p'sulim mavoi. Poles or sticks are kosher by sukkah but possible by mavoi. V'tani Kain is taught like this in a brisa. Hey verba dekronin v'sikhe chagabeyan. If a person took four poles or four beams and he puts chach on top of them, sukkah k'shera. That would be a kosher sukkah. Whereas mavoi possible, that'd be a possible mavoi. Which means if at the entranceway to the mavoi, he took the kaira and instead of placing it on the wall of the entranceway, he put sticks, holding it up, and then put the beam on top of the sticks, that's pasul. Hadatim, just a clarification of this, that's if these sticks, these dikronim, are going more than three tfachim above the walls of the mavoi. Avolim ainin gavayin shloshim because they're mavoi. If these sticks are not protruding more than three tfachim above the walls of the mavoi, kosher, so it is kosher to have the kair over there, and that's because we apply a concept called lavud. Lavud closes gaps. If we have two things within three tfachim of each other, we view it as if they're connected, as if that gap is closed, and therefore even if the kair is not literally resting on the top of the mavoi wall, rather it's being held up by sticks, but those sticks are within three tfachim of the mavoi wall, that's also okay. I just want more clarification. This is also only if the kaira is not four tfachim wide. But if the kaira is four tfachim wide, I feel gavayin kama kosher. Even if it is very high, it's still kosher because the chachamim would say pi tikra if it's four tfachim wide, as we had said just before. They only don't say pi tikra if it's a standard size, which is one tefach or even a little bit wider. But if it's four tfachim wide, then we would say pi tikra. On to the second difference between mavoi and sukkah. Dvana is ksheres b'sukkah, upsules b'mavoi. There's a certain setup of walls which is kosher by a sukkah, but possible by mavoi. The Tani Kane is taught like this in a brisa. Then we're trying to make a sukkah kosher. We only have to have two kosher walls, which is seven tefachim wide each, and the third one only has to be a tefach. This is mesecha sukkah sogios. We're not going to be discussing it now. And Rav Chiya says b'shem Rav Yechanan, shtaim shel arba arba tefachim u'shlishes afilu tefach kosher. That if we even have two walls, each that are four tefachim wide, and the third one is a tefach, that's kosher. However, b'mavoi atche megufof me'arba ruchaisav. A mavoi is only kosher. You're only allowed to carry in it freely if it's surrounded on all four sides by something. We'll have three regular walls, which are the walls of the chatzei reis, and then one something which is either considered a heker or actual real wall at the entranceway to the mavoi. That's be a minimum of three and a bit walls by mavoi, not two and a bit walls like we have by sukkah. So that's another difference. Here's our third difference: rachav me'eser amos sukkah kshera umavoi pasul. An open width of 10 amos by sukkah is kosher, by mavoi is pasul. We just had this in the mishnah that if the entranceway to the mavoi is wider than 10 amos, it's pasul. But by sukkah, as long as we have three kosher walls, even if that fourth open side of the sukkah is wider than 10 amos, that's no problem. It's perfectly kosher. On to the fourth difference. We know by sukkah, if someone wants to cover it with schach and he has a whole bunch of vines nearby, so he takes the gefen, that's a vine, and delas and kisus is the same idea. He takes his vine, drags it over a sukkah and places it on top. It's pasul because mechobel lekarka, it's connected to the ground, and you can't use it as schach. However, by a mavoi, it's perfectly kosher. If that vine is growing across the top of the entranceway to the mavoi, that's considered a kaira and it's perfectly fine. Now we just have a clarification of this. Hadad etamer al beis osayim. That's only if this vine is growing across the top of the mavoi, which is no bigger than the size of two beis saw. Avol yoshem beis osayim. If it's bigger than two beis saw, then nasas kemechitza shehukva zrayim. It's like a wall, a mechitza that's surrounding an area just for planting purposes. She'ein mutar taltoba el barba amas. That it's only mutar to carry here within 4 amas and not more than that. This is a din that we're going to be seeing later on. That an area larger than two beis saw, even though it has a wall around it, it's still like a karmelis. It's not a regular shosayachid, and one's not allowed to carry here more than dalad amas, unless when this wall was built, it was mukaf ladira, which means that they were originally built with intention of living here. And that's what we just said with our vine that's being used as the kaira. It cannot be used as the kaira if the size of the mavi itself is more than two beis saw. On to difference number five, chamasim ruv mitzilaso besukkah psula b'mavi kosher. Then we know by the sukkah, there's more sun than shade, it's pasul. But by mavi, there's no problem. You can have more sun than shade, it's perfectly okay. And difference number six, a sukkah makura psula mavi makura kosher. If a sukkah is roofed with boards, so it's pasul, that's not kosher schach, but a mavi which is roofed with boards is perfectly fine, it's kosher. And this is very similar to what we mentioned previously. Everyone, even the chum, would apply pi tikra because the width of the board is 4 tfachim, so the mavi itself is perfectly fine, kosher to carry in. And a qualification of this, Rav Acha says b'shem Rabbi Shaya, loisav davar makaira, it's that ultimately that has to be fully roofed, el afilu nasan maltara, even if there's just simply a board, v'yesh ba rechav abar tfachim, and that one board at the entrance of the mavi is 4 tfachim wide, based on what alpha on top, matars is a mavi, that matters one to be allowed to carry inside the entire mavi freely. As we see that, yes, even though the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabban in our Mishnah is very connected to their machlokes regarding how tall a sukkah is allowed to be, not all dinim of sukkah and mavoi are similar. We have many dinim that are actually different than each other. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.